This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. You're going to need a strong cup of coffee if we're going to talk about North Korea. A lot of anxiety with this standoff between the United States and North Korea. So what is the latest? The latest so far at this point is the discussion, the shocking discussion in a way, of removing troops from the dividing line between South Korea and North Korea, the DMZ. We've talked about this before on this show, and I'll tell you what, can you imagine decades and decades and decades of what that protection has meant to the South Koreans? Is it the right time to remove the troops, or is it just too risky at this point? I think as we dive into this, I think it's still too risky at this point, but the idea of removing the military and that situation going forward is one that's interesting to discuss, because how long is too much? When is it over? And that's never really been fully flushed out. Joining us right from the top from Washington, D.C., my pal Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. Great to be here.
So the North Korea anxiety, obviously, Trump seems like he's ready to do something. In the past, there have been a couple of conversations about Kim Jong-un. What do you think ultimately is going on here? And you've got your ear to the ground in D.C. What's the conversation?
Right now it does kind of feel like we are on the edge of what could very well be a historical, attack on North Korea in terms of a preemptive strike. There was a lot of chatter over this going into the weekend when we were going to be seeing the missile strike in conjunction with Kim Il-sung's birthday. That seems to have been put off after the missile test, appeared to have essentially flopped. So where we stand right now, it's, really anybody's guess, but we have had some pretty harsh rhetoric coming from the administration. Mike Pence in particular was in South Korea earlier today and said that the era of strategic patience was over. There were some, additional sort of messages coming from the administration. But either way, it looks like there is a lot of bluster coming up right now and not really much of a plan to try to get North Korea to abandon their, nuclear ambitions diplomatically. So, right now it's anybody's guess when something may happen, but it certainly seems like something is, sort of building up at this point.
Yeah, even ISO is saying, of course, Congressman from California was saying Trump's not going to tolerate the status quo with North Korea. So, boy, you're right. It is very, very interesting, because how many decades it's been a long time with our troops there at the DMZ. So this would be a big changing of the guard if there were to be some sort of strike or to just remove the military.
Exactly. And, this is something that every administration in the past, several decades has had to deal with to a certain extent, this idea of how exactly do you move forward with North Korea as sort of a belligerent actor. In previous years, there's been sort of an understanding that you can isolate them economically. You can lean on, regional partners to try to ensure that they're not going to move forward. But, even within the final days of the Obama administration, we had the president and his meeting in the Oval Office with Trump essentially saying that this was going to be probably the first major crisis of his administration and something that had to have been dealt with, sort of a signal that, this idea to essentially view North Korea as, in sort of a different light, apart from other administrations, it's not necessarily coming out of nowhere. It looks like, this is something that has been sort of brought about by their actions and certainly by the fact that, they are growing you know, more and more unstable as they grow more powerful, which is always a, you know, pretty terrifying prospect.
How about this? Was there any chatter in D.C., lunchtime, breakfast, in between, whatever, about the 50% approval rating for Donald Trump as president of the United States? Rasmussen is reporting that. What was the reaction there?
Well, I mean, this is Rasmussen, and, you know, Rasmussen Report has historically been, you know, pretty conservative-leaning, to say the least. You know, this is something, of course, that the administration has, you know, grabbed onto time and time again, the fact that, you know, Rasmussen polls generally show, you know, Trump with a higher approval rating or doing better than, you know, people expect. But, you know, at the same time, despite the fact that it's very, you know, sort of laughed them off, I guess when you look at it in the long run, they were more accurate, you know, when it comes, when it comes to the election that we just went through in, you know, last November. But regardless, you know, a lot of pollsters, when they look at how they carry out their polls and just sort of the general reputation they have, it's not necessarily the, you know, go-to polling agency for a lot of mainstream D.C.
Yeah. Most important question, I'm sure, because I know you're on top of everything, incredibly organized. You did your taxes already, right?
Yes, I did. Yep.
I like that. Yes, I did. I did.
I did. I sat down. I, you know, did my TurboTax like a good boy. And, yeah. I'm not going to
read like
my returns, though. It's kind of pitiful.
Yeah, so you take the Trump stance. I will not release my returns.
And, you know, I hope I'm not under audit. If I am under audit, you know, the government has much more, you know, better things to do than to try to double-check my returns. But, you know, regardless, I just don't think I'm going to be releasing them. So, you know, I do still want to see the presidents. You know, I'm in this position where I have the luxury of not being a leader of the free world, and I can say that without actually having to release my own, which is, you know, pretty great.
I like it. All right. Thanks so much, as always, Justin. Have a good one. We'll talk to you again later in the week.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to dive into that whole tax question. Where can you get a little tax relief? Guess what? There are many restaurants that are offering half off or giving you a free cookie or doing whatever it is, depending on your zip code, to make you feel a little bit better, because there's those tax, I'm just going to call them freebies, and there is a bunch of tax freebies. So there are some restaurants, they're smart. You go in, you're going to get something for free, but then you're going to end up spending some money as well, whatever it is. If you go in to get a burger, then you're going to get something to drink, etc. It's interesting to see how many people are scrambling to finish their taxes at the last moment. Are you one of those people? If you are, give me a call, 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE, and let's talk about that. You know it's coming up. You know, it's just like Christmas. We just went through Easter. We've gone through all the other holidays, Passover, etc. And you know they're coming. July 4th, Memorial Day, Labor Day. We know when taxes are. But isn't it interesting how many people file at the last minute? Even people that are due money, which that part is more interesting to me than the people who owe money. I get it. You know you owe money. You're trying to play chicken with what do you have in the bank, how are you going to do this, that whole thing. I don't get it, though, when you're due for a refund. How do you get relief? There's a couple of restaurants that have the answer. We're going to talk about that on the flip side here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctor. doctors for my other prescription so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Delaney America tonight. We're talking about the DMZ, what's happening there. VP Mike Pence saying the U.S. is going to drop the failed policy. So now there are some nervous folks all around this issue of how long do we keep the troops there? It's been forever. It's kind of a just done deal. The assumptions surrounding it are absolutely crazy. And the transparency, is there transparency in the White House when it comes to what the policies are going to be? Of course, there's not a lot of transparency. In fact, Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, found himself trying to defend the tax returns. I don't think Trump ever gets over that hump with the, you won't release the tax returns and defending the White House's decision to reverse an initiative and make White House visitor logs private. So Spicer says the tax returns are being under audit, so we go back to that whole thing again, and that they won't be released. So don't look for those tax returns. I guess that's the answer there. Don't look for these tax returns anytime soon. How about that? Coming up on ATN, normally it's in our next show, but we'll be diving into it this time around. The other side, that's when I invite my husband, Paul, to join us on the show and kind of give you a glimpse behind the curtain, so to speak, into married life with me. I'm sure all some of you who are married can completely relate to what that's like, right? Some of the decision-making processes. You know, taxes is one of those things. I think you usually have in a couple one person. And that was a great cup of coffee. I just took a sip there. One person who does the taxes and somebody else who kind of supports that idea. If you have a couple and you have two people doing the taxes, it gets really confusing. So I said I would give you the restaurants where there's tax relief. Boston Market has the 1040. I love it. Tax day special. So you get a half chicken individual meal with two sides, cornbread, a regular fountain drink, and a cookie. No coupon needed. You get that deal. You just go in. I want the 1040. I think that's pretty good. I bet that's at least a couple of bucks, maybe even more, off of what they normally would have. Here's another one for you. Chili's. You get a $6 blueberry and pineapple margarita all day long. No coupon there. You just ask for the special offer because it would be a lot more. For Firehouse Subs, you get a free medium sub with a purchase of a medium or large sub. So you get a free sub, essentially. Chips and a drink. So let me say that again. You get a free medium sub with a purchase of a medium or large sub with chips and a drink through Thursday with a coupon that is on their Facebook page. The Great American Cookies, the National Gourmet Cookie Shop, they have a tax day tradition. You get a free birthday cake cookie if you stop by. No proof, none of that. It's just tax day. Hooters, the wings peeps. Kids 12 and younger eat free with an adult of a $10 purchase or more. That's a tax day thing. Here's a couple of others. McDonald's. And they have to participate in this. So where I'm from originally, Philly, New Jersey, Delaware, they're offering $1 off Big Macs. And then there's some others that are offering more off of other food that's on the menu. It just depends where. I love this deal. National parks. You want to go to a national park and it costs a little bit of money to go in. So for National Park Week, you get free admission for every national park during the weekends of April 15th, 16th, 22nd, and 23rd. Free. I think that's pretty good. When I went to college at Ohio University, they had a restaurant called Schlotsky's, and you get a free small original with chips and a medium drink. That's a great deal, right? That's a great deal. I'm not going to just pound you with all these deals. I'm going to give you another one. How about this? I like this one. World of Beer. It's called a beer refund. You get a free select draught of five off your check on tax day at any of those locations. I don't know. If you were going there anyway, or you just thought, I wanted to get some fast food in some of these places, then it's a win for you, right? Absolutely. Sonic drive-ins. You see all those commercials with those two guys. They've been doing it for, I don't know, maybe a decade. You get a half-price cheeseburger on tax day. You can only five per customer. How many people are pulling up that they have to limit it? We know people are going to take advantage, so we have to put a cap on this somewhere. You only can get five, and that's it. It's just too risky after that. Yeah. When I saw that, I laughed out loud. That was just so over the top. But that's okay. There's people that are going to go. People are going to take advantage of that. Without a doubt. Right? Okay. More stories about United. There is a ton of them. Some of you have emailed me hearsay, stories you thought you saw, all that kind of stuff. But there was a story in Houston, and I have to bring this up because United we soar and United we plummet, I suppose. A bride and a groom headed to Costa Rica for their wedding. got kicked off a United flight out of Houston following an issue with seating on the plane. So Michael Hole, the groom, said he and his fiance, Amber Maxwell, were the last to board a United Airlines flight, 1737, headed from Houston to Costa Rica. They noticed a man was spread across their row napping. When they approached their seats, they decided to move three rows up to row 21. They didn't think it would matter. The flight was half full with multiple empty rows. Bingo. Think again. So after what happened is a flight attendant approached, asked if they were in their ticketed seats. They explained they weren't, asked if they could get upgraded, but instead they were told they need to return to their assigned seats. After complying with the flight attendant's demand, a U.S. Marshal came onto the plane and asked them to get off. What is going on with United? These were honeymooners. They didn't, according to all the people around them, they were cooperating. So then, I mean, they were on their honeymoon. So then they got off the plane, but they don't understand why they had to get pulled off the plane. They said that they were being disorderly and a hazard to the rest of the flight. But the guy was asleep across the seats, so they moved. Honestly, it is insane what is happening. It's insane what is happening on United. And that flight was so wide open. So you know what they did? They just rebooked their flight for the next morning. What are they going to do? But they said they're not going to fly United again. They said it was quite strange. They didn't understand it. I mean, you want to talk about poor customer service. The wrong way to handle anything. United is still reeling. I mean, they still have, people are still talking about the viral video of the passenger being dragged off the United flight. And now you have stories like this one that are so innocuous, and especially with that many seats available. I mean, go figure. What is up with that? It's almost too easy. It's like picking off low-hanging fruit to make jokes about United, because every couple of days they're giving us something. It makes no sense. You would think, if anything, they would bend over backwards in the opposite direction, but apparently customer service is really, really lacking there. Terrible. They need some training, is what I would say. They need some serious, serious training if they're going to be able to hang on to what's left of the people who are booking seats on the airline. Wow. Unreal. All right. The other side coming up in just a few moments. A special edition here on America Tonight. He's in our virtual green room. We'll go get him and have that conversation. Stay with us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage.
All right, it's that time of the week where we give you the bonus Other Side with my other side, Paul Josselin, who joins me on the air. So I guess the first question is, I've had a couple people ask me, well, Wade, isn't he Mr. Delaney? And no, you're not Mr. Delaney.
Sometimes I am.
when it's convenient for swag?
It's, yeah, when I introduce myself and it's funny, it makes people laugh.
Yeah, because my name, and you told me to keep my name, as far as what I publicly do, it would be too confusing to switch my name in public.
Correct.
Right. So there we go. Mahalo doesn't care what our last names are. He just cares that he gets all the attention in the room. And, you know, I was just reading a story. I was going to ask you about this, Paul, about dogs. What dogs actually mean when they look guilty. When they have that guilty look, you know, if you've ever yelled at a dog and they get the big eyes and they bow down low and they kind of cower, well, there's a biologist with the City University of New York, who wrote in Psychology Today that young wolves show apology bows as they begin social integration. Wolves engage in that same kind of play as dogs do with the whole pack behavior. So they say dogs have inherited the behavior and they'll use it after any kind of infraction that results in being punished. So they really are feeling guilty.
I believe it.
I believe it too. And golden retrievers, I don't remember where they are on the list, but I know it's top five of smart dogs where they can memorize certain words. And I think our dog thinks we have, for people listening, we have a golden retriever who's about 96 pounds. I think Mahalo, his name is, he believes he's a person.
Yes, you feed him all the time, people food.
No.
He believes he's a person.
No, I do not feed him people food all the time. I think he listens to conversations and he understands. That's what I'm saying. He's like a part of the family.
Well, that too.
Well, that too. It's like when you leave the house, it's like, wait a second, you're leaving without me? I don't understand. He feels like he's sort of abandoned. I don't know if any of you feel that, you know, have seen the same kind of thing, but we have definitely seen this with, you know, with Mahalo. There's no question about that. You know, we just went through another Easter, and it was about Easter eggs and chocolate and candy and whatnot. Did you have a good Easter, Polly?
I did. I had Easter and chocolate and candy. I had the Easter things.
The Easter things. I didn't actually ask you this, but I just knew you'll eat anything. And I got you those Sour Patch creepy things that you eat, the Sour Patch thing. I don't know if people out there know what Sour Patches are. But when you were a kid, I bet that wasn't your favorite. What's your favorite Easter candy?
Easter candy as a kid would have been just some crappy chocolate.
Well, I like how you say that, crappy chocolate. So it was subpar chocolate. It was the cheap milk chocolate or something. You didn't like it?
Yeah, 70s and 80s, we didn't have all this fancy stuff. We just got what we got, and we liked it.
Just give us whatever you have. I'll tell you what I didn't like. I know a lot of people like them, but the whole Peeps thing and the marshmallows, ugh.
Yeah, we didn't really, I don't really remember a lot about that. I mean, I remember them, but I guess I didn't like them that much, so I didn't eat them.
Okay, so sort of, not a big deal. Right? That's what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
How about this story about, I thought you could relate to this. How about this professor who's suing Walmart over the clean toilets description? This is out of Montana State. And so what the story is here is a Montana State University professor suing Walmart for libel after he says an employee at the store in Bozeman listed his occupation on a fishing license as toilet cleaner. Gilbert Calande, the assistant professor of technology at MSU, filed the suit this past week. And a Walmart spokesperson told the Associated Press, to our knowledge, an administrative process to resolve this with Dr. Calande is ongoing. We've not been served with a lawsuit. We take the claim seriously and will respond appropriately with the court. Toilet cleaner. So this guy, I guess, thought he was being funny, and now there's a lawsuit.
Well, everybody knows that if you've got to go, Chick-fil-A is the only place to go.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Like I said, this guy was being funny on the fishing license, and the professor took offense to it, but I wonder how much of a lawsuit he has. I think he has a little bit of a shot. I don't know how much of a shot, but a little bit of a shot, at least to get it in court, and then we'll see where it goes from there. All right, we move from the toilet cleaner listing on the fishing license to this one. a craft brew. You know, the Brewers Association, which represents 3,800 U.S. brewers, Paulie, is trying to rein in offensive labels by amending marketing and advertising guidelines, they say, for members. The nonprofit trade organization added two lines to its code. Material should not contain sexually explicit, lewd, or demeaning brand names, language, texts, graphs, photos, videos, or other images that resemble adult consumers would find inappropriate for consumer products offered to the public. They should also not contain derogatory or demeaning texts or images, because they say this is what's starting to happen with the whole brewing thing. Some of the names of some of the brews are too risque. So ESB-style beer is named Leg Spreader, and the label illustrates a large-chested woman sitting with the brewer's logo between her spread legs. And so they have had to come up with a different version of that. I don't know. It makes sense to me if it's offensive.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to... But I think, didn't the wineries start off with this anyway, before the breweries, really? So the supposedly high-class wineries started off with the trying to be clever and risque and everything else. I mean, all the way to book publishing. What are your thoughts on the book publishing, that you have to have a curse words in the title for it to be to sell?
Well, yeah, because one of the you don't hear necessarily curse words, but you hear people say you have to have a provocative, catchy, whatever title, and sometimes that pushes those that are publishing into crazy ideas of what the title should be, and it doesn't really make sense for the book at times, which is, you're right, you make a very good point.
Sorry I derailed your story, but anyway, go ahead.
No, I think you make a good point. And where you have to just, you know, it goes to good taste and where the line is.
If the beer tastes good, I drink it.
If the beer tastes good. Who cares? I think they will. I think they will kind of clamp down on that. I saw the craziest thing of, you know, I don't know whether to believe these videos or not. For the rest of you listening to us, I bet you it's the same thing. You see videos, crazy videos of sharks and whatnot. But I saw this video of a great white shark jumping out of the water, jaws wide open. I mean, any time you see a great white jumping out of the water and the jaws are wide open and you're anywhere near that, and this, of course, is in the place where you see this kind of thing, South Africa, a massive shark trying to go after bait, and which is what that's about. You know, a lot of people go to South Africa to swim with the sharks. Would you, Paulie, ever swim with the sharks?
Yeah, but not in South Africa with great whites, for God's sake.
I mean, that's what I think. Why would you risk that? I get it, in a different area. And if you put... great white, and you kind of put that in there in whatever search engine you're using, you'll see this great white, and of course the great white is trying to get bait pretty close to the boat, though, and they even say, geez, just a little close to the boat. I mean a massive shark. Ooh, frightening.
Well, I mean, I guess I would take that back. If you're in a secure cage, then, and you've already dove with sharks in the past, and if you add diver, then it would probably be something I would want to eventually do, but on those TV shows, Shark Week, they show those guys that dive with no cages, and they go, you know, they wait for the sharks, the great whites, to rush them, and then they just push their noses up, and then they swim off, you know. So that's a little much.
Yeah, no kidding. I was talking about this earlier. It's tax season, so there are restaurants that are giving away or percentages off of hamburgers, all kinds of stuff. It's smart to play up to that, isn't it?
Yes, I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
You want the 10-40? Somebody had that. That's a clever, I think, item on the menu. I'll have the 10-40, right? Because it's 10:40, and no matter what it is that you get. All right, so would you believe the time is already up? It is. We'll do it again. This was a bonus, so we'll see you again next time around. Thank you.
Yeehaw.
Yeah. Thanks for the coffee. He actually made me coffee, too, as well. I don't know how many of you are out there drinking your coffee, your tea, or whatever, but, ooh, it tastes good. See you in a few.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It has nothing to do with terrorism, in spite of the statements that he made. He did clarify that the reason he had made that statement, in the event that anything did happen to him, that he was in fact pledging his allegiance to God for protection.
Sadly, as we rejoined here on America Tonight, the story out of Fresno, so bleak, as you heard there, just the conversation about what happened. And what happened is that once again we find another war zone, and this time the war zone was Fresno. And the conversation about how does this happen happens again. And the Fresno shooting, I think, took a lot of people by surprise, of course, a rampage. The suspect who was shot dead, it was a hate crime, is what they're saying. It's a triple killer motivated by hate. Because, you know, was it terrorism? Was it hate? What was it? That's what we're hearing. And the suspect who killed the three wanted to kill as many people as possible, is what police are saying. They say the guy who killed three people on this spree in Fresno was shouting Allah Akbar, and the idea was to get as many people as possible. After a warrant was released for his arrest in the murder of a motel security guard last week, Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dreyer, who you just heard there, said Corey Al-Mohammed, 39 years old, knew he was being searched for, and he decided he was going to kill more. He went by the nickname Black Jesus. And according to Dreyer, Mohammed surrendered to officers at the scene and told police, "You guys are looking for me." And police don't think the shooting spree was tied to terrorism and was solely based on race, as all the victims were white males. Terrible, unprovoked attacks. And so here we are back to that same place again. Oh. What is, you know, where are we that innocent lives, somebody filled with hate guns down these people in downtown Fresno? You're not looking over your shoulder in downtown Fresno. Trust me. And in 2 minutes, he fires 16 shots. And there were people, unfortunately, that were hit. Mohammed's father, Vincent Taylor, told the Times that it is unbelievable that he was part of an ongoing war between whites and blacks and that a battle was about to take place. And he wanted to do something about that. The victims in Tuesday's attack, their identities weren't immediately released. Fresno police say Mohammed was believed to have shot and killed Carl Williams, an unarmed 25-year-old security guard that I mentioned before, outside of a motel. And there's nothing but scratching there. No statements released, none of that. And then here you go again. A Facebook profile page for Corey Al-Mohammed from Fresno, particularly centered around black pride and black nationalism, images of the red, green, black Pan-African flag and a raised fist. But the ramblings were the thing. White devils, let black people go, all that kind of stuff. I mean, even on Saturday afternoon, he posted a picture of himself in a garment he was wearing with his head covered and the words, "Let black people go or the doom increases, reparation and separation now." And whatever it was, he just decided this was it. He was going to do what he had to do. And, of course, talking to the family, they're saying they never saw this. He never said these things. They can't imagine this is the same person. And I get that. But I say you look at the other side, and I can't imagine you're one of the survivors, and it's your father, your husband, your brother, and you're trying. I mean, there's no getting over, but you're trying to make sense of something that makes no sense whatsoever. And how difficult would that be? Oh, the worst. I mean, heartbreaking. Are you kidding? There's no explanation. There's no cream to put over the wound. That's amazing. That will make it all better. Ugh, just terrible, 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 terrible. And then it makes the idea of, what if someone was armed? Would they have been able to take him out? What would have happened then? How would that have gone down? And the answer is we'll never know. Because he took his own life. CNN randomly went after people. Oh. Randomly. All right, not to end on a very down and depressing and awful note, which is life, but I wanted to talk about a couple of other things that are happening around the U.S. I didn't mention a few things that I think would be pretty interesting to mention, including the fact that U.S. drones helped win that battle against ISIS for the first time in Libya. There was so much discussion about this. I mean, so much discussion and trying to hit the target. So a handful of drones controlled from the United States, wow, and a small force, you know what it is, I mean tiny, of Marine planes played a decisive role in defeating ISIS fighters last year, they're saying. And they're also talking about the four-month campaign to drive militants from the area without committing large numbers of U.S. advisors or ground troops. And they say this is now being studied as a model against future military efforts against the Islamic State, and that makes complete sense to me. How do you cut it off at the pass? You know, where do you edit? And I think it's scary. You think of the Americans that are over there. Wow. I mean, bully to them that they're able to do that. However, there is no regard for press of any sort, I think, unless there's been a complete turnaround within the last 20 minutes before I jumped on the air, so I don't think so. Let's jump to something else, because the Bulls have really stunned the Celtics. I like the Celtics to go further than the first round in the NBA playoffs, but once again they have their number, 111-97. So now the Bulls have a 2-0 lead. Wow. I would never have predicted that for that to happen. And then we have some of the series that are split. And some that are just flat out pullaways. And how do you determine that, you know? Ugh. Finishing again on another high note, also in the NBA, King James, the man behind the run at Cleveland, is up for another MVP award, but he'll have to arm wrestle someone else for it, by the name of Russell Westbrook, averaging triple doubles for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think he's the MVP. You may disagree. If you have to lobby too hard, there's something wrong. 855-266-KATE or americatonight.net. Click on contact, and that's where you can weigh in. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.